It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, I'm looking down the road. The team's 2-6. We all know playoff possibilities are, let's just be generous and say slim. Okay. So I'm looking down the road. Your starting quarterback is out with an Achilles, has been ineffective, and is owed 2 more years of huge salary. Your current quarterback, who played well in his one opportunity so far, is a veteran on a 1-year deal who's not making a lot of money, and if he can play well the rest of the year, he's going to be in line for more money. Your young guy is a guy who I think you'd be hard-pressed to put in as your starting quarterback. And I asked Daryl, who do you think? Give me your thought. Who might be your starting quarterback next year? And I gave him 5 options, and those options were Deshaun, Jameis, DTR, a free agent or veteran acquired in the offseason, or a draft choice. And this is what Daryl said.
I got 2 maybes, 2 no's, and doubtful. Draft pick, doubtful. Maybe Jameis, maybe veteran. No to DTR, no to Deshaun.
What do you think of that answer?
I don't agree. I love Daryl, and we do a podcast together, but I don't necessarily agree with that. I think... okay, so I've got 5 choices. I'm going to say maybe to Deshaun. I'm going to say maybe to Jameis.
Daryl said doubtful to a draft choice.
I tend to agree with that. I would say doubtful to not going to happen on a draft pick.
He said no to DTR and no to Deshaun.
So I'm 3 in. I said DTR is probably doubtful. And I think free agent is a possibility. That's the starting quarterback?
Starting quarterback for next season.
And I would say free agent's a possibility. So we differ on Deshaun.
I would say if I had to rank them in order, and by the way, I loved the question, even though it was mine.
Of course.
Pat yourself
on the back a little bit.
Well, I think it's...
Why don't you give yourself a ding?
Honestly,
Andy, that earned a ding.
I hate to say it.
Just throw out dings for things that don't require dings. Name drops. Nah, dings are for things that make you look good. Dings are for, I joined this place over here.
Yeah, there you go.
I met somebody.
Right, you know, I met someone.
I was hanging out with.
Yeah, that's the ding.
We have rules for this stuff?
Yes, we've always had rules. It's what separates us from the animals.
Anarchy.
Joe Schmo, rich fancy guy, bought me dinner. Ding. That's.
We had a great question come up on the show. Oh, by the way, it was me. Oh, excuse me.
I just thought that I think it's an interesting thing. And unfortunately here, I think it's the most important thing as we head into the season, later in the season, other than can this team possibly recover and make the playoffs, which we all think is slim and non-existent. Hmm. Why? Because we know numbers. I would think Jameis or another free agent veteran are the 2 most likely options to be your starter for next year. I would say Deshaun would be 3rd.
Because of health? Is that because of health or because of decision?
Because of decision.
Yeah, I'm going to say health is the only thing that wouldn't
stop. I just, Andy, my thought before he got hurt, as you remember, even at the beginning of the season, was, hey, if it doesn't happen in year number three, you got to be looking to move on.
I agree.
It's not happening in year number three, so I think you have to be looking to move on. And I don't care if it was injury or what. We've seen the guy play six, and seven games. You've seen how he's played. You saw how two guys who other teams gave up on played in the same offense with the same personnel on the field, Flacco and Winston. They both played much better football. So that's why he's the third option to me. I think DTR is the last choice. And a draft choice would be my fourth option here. That said, I'm real curious about Dorian. I don't think the guy is a bad candidate. But I don't think if you're going to play Jameis as the start of the rest of the year, and that's what we've been told now. If you're going to play Jameis as the start of the rest of the year, then you're not going to take the opportunity to develop Dorian this year, which means I can't see him being the starter next year. Now, if something were to happen to Jameis, heaven forbid it doesn't, because you don't want to see anybody get hurt.
Right.
And Dorian became the starting quarterback. Or for some reason, Jameis is traded by the trade deadline, which I don't expect. If Dorian became the starting quarterback and played well, then I think he moves to the top of the Faber-Pledge class. I think he'd be the guy. He's the best answer. But I just think that I think it's a really interesting thing, and I think it's something to monitor. And I do think that there are going to be some really interesting options next year if you're looking for a free agent or a veteran from another, obviously, you know, who's played in the league to come in. Because there are a couple of guys available who actually could be pretty good for you. 216-474-0092 is the number to join us. Cool Ray is in Bedford. Cool Ray.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Cool Ray. What's up, man? Hey, how are you?
Happy Halloween, man. So I'm going to give everybody a trick. Here it is. The starting quarterback for next year should be this. Should be Deshaun Watson for a couple of reasons real quick. One is you need him to come out and play well so you can trade him. But also you draft a young man that can sit behind him and learn how to play the game of football. That's the perfect scenario. But what I really call for, and I know you guys are not on this subject, is I want to talk to LeBron James specifically because I know he's listening to the greatest two sport posts in the United States.
Hang on, let me text him. Hang on. Okay. He's all ears. Go ahead. Use yours. Go ahead.
As great as you are, LeBron, how did you fumble your son's career? Did you watch that game? You was there. Did you see the love that Cleveland had? This young man doesn't have a voice in L.A. Yes, you wanted to play with your son. That was selfish. Your son should be in a place where he's going to be loved like you was and have a chance to grow and have a voice. He doesn't even have a voice, not even in press conferences. You're overshadowing. You're over talking to him. This man won't grow the way he's supposed to. If nothing else, the world saw the love that we have here for Cleveland. And let's not start talking about how he shouldn't have been drafted, because there's plenty of players who come out the draft that should make it to the pros. But this man didn't come to Cleveland and start his career.
Cool Ray, thank you. We were kind of talking Browns there.
Thanks, Cool Ray. Pick up your party gifts on the way out the door.
Cavs don't need another 6'2 guard, especially one who doesn't shoot real well. But that's okay. That's okay.
Can we comment, or are we moving forward on this?
Can I put in a draft choice on Bryce?
I'll take
him. He's a small forward.
Yeah, I don't know. After talking to John Ireland yesterday, I've embraced the situation.
LA seem to embrace him, so that's
yeah.
Good.
The health scare, and you know, you never know. And I mean, if you can make the money and you can be in the pros and get drafted, and so what if? I mean, yep, his dad wanted him to do this, and then, okay, all good.
Mr. Menigan, our five options for starting quarterback for next year. Most likely to you, Jameis, Deshaun, DTR, free agent or vet from another team, draft choice.
Jameis is the maybe pile. DTR is the best case scenario pile.
Because A, money.
Cheap.
B, if for that to happen, then he would have proven himself this year.
Correct.
Yeah.
cheap option who can move this team forward while still being a contender and weathering the storm of Deshaun's contract. I can't say no on Deshaun Watson because we all know as much as we're going to sit in these rooms and we're going to watch film and we're going to do all that stuff and walk out of it with the same ordeal of going, yeah, I don't think this guy can really do it. I think he's reading the field too slow. I think he holds onto the ball too long. He doesn't trust the pocket, doesn't trust his arm. As much as we can all do that, we're going to walk out of this and the owner's going to walk by and go, hey, I'm paying this guy $50 million. So right. Get him out there. If he can't play quarterback, find a spot for him to play.
Ding, 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 ding,
and
ding,
so,
ding.
That's
he going to be a corner?
He played safety on the scout team when he was sitting out in Houston.
Okay.
But like the...
Put that shoulder into that guy right there.
Yeah, exactly. But like I think you have to have him in the maybe pile as much as everybody wants to yell no and bang the table and we've seen enough. And it's just because it's like, yeah, that's great. Your evaluation is fantastic. He's making a whole lot of money. Get him out there. So I don't think it's going to be veteran outside that's going to start next year. And I would lean toward no on Jameis because if Jameis plays well, he's not here because they don't have the money to pay him. Nor are they going to want to go, okay, here's $90 million on the cap for a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the path of least resistance is DTR, and then it's...
But that's a huge gamble if you don't have a chance to look at him this year.
Right. I think that's the path of least resistance.
Well, I think you're right.
I think rookie quarterback is probably right below veteran quarterback X and right above Deshaun Watson.
Problem is, to get one of those guys in here, you're going to have to make a trade or you're going to have to sign somebody in free agency. And I don't know, can they, and I've always thought this, I'm assuming they can they figure it out financially while still paying Deshaun?
All right,
can you figure out how to make all that
can
work?
Not to mention, again, I'm going to add a little more. This is not a good quarterback class.
Right.
This is not a
everybody
good
keeps saying that.
Class.
Watch, there'll be one quarterback that comes out of this class and it'll be great. There's going to be one quarterback that's going to be great out of this class.
Sure. Do you want to roll that dice or you want to go something a little safer?
I'm not saying they're going to get him. Pick one. Well, let's stop with the game here. Pick one. What will be the...
Let me give you options, okay?
No, I don't want options. I want answer. Tell me, who do you think is going... which one of your options is going to come to fruition?
Jameis or a free agent or vet from another team?
Pick one. Pick one.
Jameis is basically the same thing, a free agent or vet.
So you're saying Jameis?
No, I'm saying Jameis or a free agent vet. It's that guy. And it might be Jameis if he's here.
Okay, you're still not playing by my rules.
I don't like your rules.
Pick one.
I'm not.
Why not?
Because I've seen Jameis for one game. I think it will be a free agent or a vet from another team or from this team, and that would include Jameis.
All right, Dan, since you understand rules, pick one.
DTR.
Wow. All right. Nick Costos is our Odyssey sports betting insider.
Free agent. Deshaun will be hurt to start the season, and they will have a free agent quarterback starting the year.
Okay. I like this so much, we're going to talk about it again. If not later today, later down the road.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800.
See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Road. He's Nick Costos. Good morning, Nick.
What's going on, guys? How are we doing today?
Did you not pick the Browns last week?
Oh, I think I said on this show, and yes. the 19 things that I do during the week, that I thought the Browns would beat the Ravens. Turned out that I was correct. I will be sending Kyle Hamilton a gift basket for the dropped interception on the final possession. And a big-time shout-out to my guys, Jameis Winston and Cedric Tillman, for making it happen on the final touchdown. I know Browns fans loved it, and I promise you, I loved it as well.
We're pumped up, so let me give you a thought. Over under Jameis Winston passing yards this week, 450.
Well, if that's the number, then definitely over. No, I mean, I think, you know, Jameis, it's a tougher matchup this week, actually, right, with the Browns hosting the L.A. Chargers and sure. The Chargers defense. I don't see why Jameis can't come close to 300 this week, though. I mean, I think with Ken Dorsey, obviously, you know, running the show now as the offensive coordinator, and it just goes to show, and we talked about this, right, and I'm sure you guys know this and the Browns fans know this, just how bad Deshaun Watson was, that literally all it took was a different quarterback, and the offense looks completely different now, right, where Elijah Moore looks like a really good NFL wide receiver. Jerry Jeudy look good. Cedric Tillman looks like a star. And Nick Chubb's getting his feet underneath him, right? And I know the box score, guys, you'll see last week and see Nick Chubb only had 52 yards last week. That's the most any running back has had this season against the Baltimore Ravens. So I think better days are ahead for Nick Chubb. Now, the Chargers open in this game on Sunday, guys, a 3-point road favorite at Cleveland. That number was ridiculous. Now we're sitting Chargers -1.5. So 3 was crazy. That never should have been the number. I think the wrong team's favored in this game, guys. I bet the Browns to win the game. You can still bet Cleveland if you like the Browns. I'm guessing people do. At plus money, +105. If you want to take the 1.5, you can also. I think the Browns keep it rolling for another week here with Jameis Winston under center. It's not one of my favorite bets this week. Like last week, it was my favorite bet. But I do like the Browns to win on Sunday, guys, over the Chargers.
All right, if you had to pick Jameis Winston, 3 touchdowns or 3 interceptions?
Oh, I mean, well, it should be 50-50 every week. I mean, if I'm just being honest. Like, how about this? Instead of, like, can we talk about the receivers for a second?
Sure.
So this week, Jeudy has the highest yardage prop of the 3 receivers. And Njoku has the highest of the 4 Browns pass catchers. And Njoku, 53.5. Jeudy, 48. Tillman, 45. And Elijah Moore, 40. I pretty strongly disagree with the Elijah Moore number in this game. Elijah Moore actually has been targeted the most of any of the Browns receivers since Jameis Winston took over. Like, that number to me feels like it's not right. I'd certainly go over on Elijah Moore and the Tillman number. All the numbers feel low, honestly, in this new Browns offense. I think this will provide some good bets for us moving forward here until sportsbooks adjust. So Elijah Moore over for sure, over 40.5. The Jeudy over, I think, is definitely playable also. And Cedric, how about this? All 3 receivers over this weekend for the Cleveland Browns. All 3.
Wow.
You made some strong comments about Cedric Tillman. What have you thought of a good look at him in 2 games?
Yeah, so I'm going to offer a player comp, just like what I see when I watch him. And I am not saying he's as good as this player, because he probably won't ever be as good as this player, only because, like, there aren't that many players that are this good in the league. He reminds me a little bit of, like, Nico Collins, like the Texans wide receiver, who's had, like, his huge breakout season this season. He was great last year, too. He's on IR right now. So I'm not saying that Tillman's going to be, like, as good as Nico Collins is, like a second-round pick in fantasy football drafts, but you gotta love his upside right now. I mean, the 2 touchdowns last week, like, I think his upside's pretty high. Jeudy has been a guy who was a former first-round pick, obviously, middle first-round pick from Alabama, who's never got unlocked before. I think Jameis has the ability to elevate him a little bit. And Elijah Moore is a former second-round pick also of the Jets, and the Browns traded for him, and he has yet to be, like, fully unlocked, and he's been good in this offense. So I'm bullish on all 3. I think Tillman is obviously the most intriguing of the 3.
I we'll come back to Browns here in a second. I'm just curious because it's such a big game. Ohio State, Penn State. Your thoughts on that game?
Yeah, so do we? I don't think we know if Drew Aller's playing in the game yet, right? The Penn State quarterback?
I don't know.
So I think we think he's going to play. I know he's been at practice. You know, college like injury reports are absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah,
they're going to play this really close to the vest. I actually think this betting market is down right now with Penn State and Ohio State. Let me see here. I'm just doing a quick search. Yeah, I think the market is down. I'm going to like Penn State in the game. Oh, it's here. It's Penn State plus 3.5. Okay, it just loaded back on my screen. Penn State plus 3.5. I'm going to like that bet. Not that I think Penn State is going to win, but I do think Penn State can keep this game close. I think that, you know, Drew Aller gives Penn State a higher ceiling than they've had in the past. And I know the knock on James Franklin has always been can't win games in the big spot. I think a lot of people would say that about Ryan Day. I'm not trying to poke fun, just being honest. And I know Day has gotten to the college football playoff, but has yet to win like the big one. I think that the Drew Aller and Penn State will cover the number in this game. Assuming Aller plays, I'll take Penn State plus 3.5. Not 3, has to be 3.5 guys on Saturday.
Interesting. Okay.
Aller was at practice yesterday. That was just a
story. I think he's going to play. So 3.5, I think the number will close 3. So if anyone out there likes Penn State, I can't imagine many people in your guys' audience does, but if they do, well, I would look to bet Penn State sooner rather than later.
Aller's from here, just so, I mean, some people will be rooting for Drew. He's from Medina, so which is within our listening area. Yeah, that's why.
Is that how this goes? Like, I'm from New York, and like it's not a college town. I can't imagine that. If it were me, I'd be like, hey, Drew Aller, like, screw you. Why didn't you go to an Ohio school? That would be my opinion.
Fair enough. That I can respect. No, I just say, I think it's more about, like, you know, probably 90% Ohio State, and then there'll be people. Like, I don't think people root against Drew Aller. In fact, I don't even know how it went down with Ohio State with him. Like, I don't know if he was even on Ohio State's radar at the time.
I think Penn State jumped in early.
Yeah, they did. Well, Penn State, good move. He's a hell of a high school quarterback here.
Yeah,
it was unbelievable.
And he's a really good college quarterback also.
How do we like him for the Browns? What are the odds on him coming to the Browns?
Okay,
never mind. Go ahead next.
Drew Aller for the Browns? I don't know. I think you guys just got to enjoy. You got to enjoy the Jameis roller coaster while you can. Here
That's
for
true.
A little
good
while.
Point.
Yeah,
good
I agree. Point. Adjusted over under for the Browns win total. What do you think?
Well, I can tell you exactly what it is if you give me a second.
I'll give you a second.
Here, I'm just going to because it just sometimes takes a while to find the stuff for it to load. Okay, it is 5.5. So the Browns are what, 2-6 right now?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's 5.5, and it's juiced towards the under. So the betting market is saying the Browns will go 5-12 or worse right
now.
Wow,
what do you think? I think I'd go over on that.
Well, we can play a quick schedule game if you want to have their schedule, and you can do win loss, and we can see where we're at.
Oh boy!
What do you guys think?
Well,
on
you know
Sunday?
Your
do
buddy, our old buddy Andy Roth, the football, loved the schedule game. Like he lived for that. That was like his favorite.
Are you being honest or not?
100%, man. Like he would walk in here, he would be so excited when the schedule would come out, and that's all we would do.
It's awesome.
Guys, we got to do the schedule game. Got to do the schedule game. Got it.
Yeah, the schedule game's amazing.
Yeah.
All right, so they're 2-6. Home Chargers. I think they win. Do you agree?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay, 3-6. On the road at the Saints after a bye week. So after this game, bye week,
I'm going
on
win.
The road at New Orleans.
I'm going win.
Win?
And with Jameis going there, yes, win. I like
that. Oh, revenge game for Jameis. Yeah. 4-6. Home Steelers.
I'll go loss.
And that's short week, by the way. That's a Thursday game.
Yep, I'll go loss.
Honestly, I'm going win.
Nice.
Because it's at that's home, I'm taking the win, but I'm splitting the series. So I'll take
it. Okay, so that's what I was going to do, too.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll say 5-6 at Denver.
I think they can win that game.
6-6.
Boom, right back in it, baby.
Yeah, you're back in it.
All right, okay, so at Steelers. So now this is the loss, right?
There's the loss.
Right, so we're going to split it.
6-7. Okay, home Chiefs, loss, 6-8.
Yeah,
loss.
At Cincinnati, loss, 6-9.
Oh, I think they come back and beat Cincinnati because they should have beat them last time. So I'll take a win there.
Yeah. Oh, so you want to call that a win?
I'm taking that as a win. You guys
okay?
Can take
so
it as
7-8.
Win. Okay.
7-8 home Miami.
Win.
It's December. 8-8. Miami. Yep, that's a win too.
At Baltimore.
Then you got a loss, and there you go, 8-9.
8-9, but you know what? That's way over the 5.5.
It sure
so
is.
I think you guys, if I'm giving you advice. You guys feel strongly about that? You should bet the Browns adjusted win total over.
Interesting. That's very interesting.
They've got the upside to be pretty good. They really do. Like, the team
is
actually
so
good.
Too.
And now, well, I mean, it's like, it's not even a question. Like, I'll just say this to people. It doesn't have to go this way. But I would encourage, like, it's fun to think about things like this. In week one, Now, Dallas's win total before the year was in double digits, the Cowboys. In week one, the Browns were 2.5 or 3 at home against the Cowboys, which means that coming into the year, the betting market thought Cleveland on a neutral field was better than Dallas. And now, like, they actually have a quarterback. I think the upside of the Browns is to win like 8 or 9 games now after the rough start. So I agree with you guys here, and I like that over for Cleveland.
Riddle me this one, man in New York. What's with you? What's with the Jets?
They suck. I mean, I don't really. I mean, like the head coach is, like, it's honestly, it's not all Jeff Ulbrich's fault. Like, he shouldn't be a head coach. Like, he's the interim coach. He's terrible. Rodgers doesn't look as good. Devontae Adams looks a step slow. The defense are a bunch of, like, overpaid prima donnas who, like, believe their press clippings. They're not playing well. And the kicker is the worst kicker in the history of the NFL, and they finally got rid of him after another disaster for him last week, Greg Zuerlein. So other than that, like, things are great for the Jets.
What do you think about Thursday Night Football then?
Yeah, so I think the Jets are hosting Houston tonight, and the Texans are without Nico Collins for another week. He comes off IR next week, and Stephon Diggs is out for the season.
Yep.
So the Jets are actually, because people will be surprised by this, I think, the Texans are 6-2. The Jets are 2-6, and the Jets are favored in this game tonight. And the reason why is all the injuries on offense for the Houston Texans. So I can't get there to bet the Jets in this game, to lay the Jets. I also, though, don't want to bet Houston, and I want people to consider this when you watch the game tonight. I mentioned that Greg Zuerlein, like, in all seriousness, he's the worst kicker in the NFL this season. He cost the Jets like 3 games. I'm not a Jets fan. I'm just like calling it like I see it. He cost the Jets literally 3 games this year because he was so bad at kicking field goals and extra points. So they're going to have a new kicker tonight. I think it's going to be Riley Patterson. It doesn't matter who. It could be me. It's not Greg Zuerlein. So they've upgraded big time at the position. And in a game with a small point spread, that's actually going to matter. So the way that I want to play this game, I think the Jets can win. I don't think they ever win this game by 10 or more points. I don't think that's like in their profile of this game. So I like to tease Houston, guys, a 2-team 6-point teaser. Tease Houston up to +8, and let's pair that. You can actually pair it with the Browns if you want to, up to +7.5. I like pairing it with New Orleans +7.5, down to -1.5 on the road at the Carolina Panthers on Sunday. If you made me bet the game, gave me $100, say you have to bet it, I would bet the Jets just to win the game, but I don't have to do that, so I won't.
All right. We probably should have opened up this whole thing with just making sure you're okay after last night in the Yankees. Are you okay?
Yeah, man. It sucks, but, you know, I understand that Guardians fans have not seen their team win. So I understand how things like this come across from a Yankee fan. I've seen my team win 5 championships, so I understand that, like, no one wants to hear a Yankee fan complain. I understand. I get it. The last 15 years since the Yankees last won in 2009 have been miserable.
Oh.
I get it. I understand. Like, no one wants to hear that. I get it. But it's been really bad. They lose games in a horrifying fashion every single year. And maybe this is my karma, because growing up, I saw 4 World Series in 5 years. So maybe that's what it is. I don't know.
I know this is not a betting question, but how did you feel about Soto's reaction last night?
I mean, I would have done the same thing.
You said I'm available to everybody? Like, yeah. Right after the game, you're not going to take 2 seconds to kind of embrace your own fans and embrace your own team and go,
who cares? No. I'm with them. I'm with him 100%. Like, what? He doesn't owe the Yankees anything. He's going to get $600 million from somebody.
True.
Like, I don't know.
Hey, if I ever need to fire somebody, if I'm ever in that, I'm hiring you to fire them.
Well, I mean, I don't want to, like, fire. I mean, Juan Soto's not getting fired. He's going to get $600 getting a raise.
Yeah,
he's not getting fired. But I'll tell you what. Like, let's say you were becoming a free agent.
Yes.
And how about this? I won't put you on the spot. I'll put myself on
you
the spot.
You put me on the spot. I just wouldn't have said anything after the game. I would have been like, you know what? I'm going to let my agent, you know, we just lost the World Series, guys. Just give me a minute to digest where I'm at, where my feet are right now. That's
all. I guess maybe that's like the more like politically correct answer.
There you go.
I have no issue with it. He's a human being. He's probably like, great, season's over. I'm one step closer to being like Jeff Bezos.
Good point.
Nick, like, thank you, buddy.
Who cares, man, right? I mean, like, if I were – I'm a Yankee fan, and I don't care.
All right, fair enough. It's your wheelhouse. That's fine.
Thank you, buddy.
We're much more sensitive in Cleveland. That's
I understand, and at some point the championship – listen, There's always the Cavs beat the crap out of my Knicks the other night. There's always the Cleveland Cavaliers. Yeah. And Kenny Atkinson, I think, is going to win Coach of the Year. Wishing everyone, Minimal Sweats Winning Bets, the absolute very best of luck.
Thanks, Ben.
There he is.
That was the host of You Better You Bet and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Costos. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app.
So I'm watching the World Series last night. Yankees are looking good. Gerrit Cole's mowing them down. He had a no-hitter through four. Looked untouchable. And then Aaron Judge gets a fly ball routine to center field. And here it comes. Wasn't even a really high fly ball. It just wasn't a line drive, somewhere in between.
Yeah.
And you can see it on the camera. Here comes the ball. Here comes the ball. Eyes dart toward the runner on first base. Boom. Drops a routine little easy tinker into center field. And then Katie barred the door. Here they come. Five runs for the Dodgers in that inning, all unearned. And I found myself last night, Andy, rooting for the Yankees only because of this.
You wanted more baseball.
I was rooting for baseball. Yeah. I was rooting for more baseball. And I thought, this could be great. If this thing goes six or seven, puts that little bit of doubt in anybody's mind that the Dodgers might be able to blow a 3-0 lead. I thought it would be really cool just to get another game, to send that thing back to Los Angeles. That would have been really cool.
You know who else would have thought it was cool?
Yeah, Aaron Boone.
Everybody involved, because there's money involved, right?
Not the Dodgers.
Well, yeah, the Dodgers, everybody would make more money.
I'm sure the Dodgers wanted to win it as soon as possible at that point.
But there's more money in the pot the more games they play.
Oh, I'm sure at that point they would just say, we're good.
I was reading some stuff. I think, what was the share? The share for the World Series championship team was like $500,000. And there are a bunch of guys on the rosters that, well, I don't know if it's the Yankees. Maybe I'm just talking about the wrong teams then. Never mind. But if it was another team or other teams, I can go and look and see who's not making that much. But, you know, some guys quadruple their salary during the playoffs if they can get on a playoff
roster. My guess is Shohei is not going to do that.
I don't even think he would notice it. Yeah, there's no way he would notice it. My favorite part of the game last night wasn't the game itself. It was at the end of the game when I was listening to the Dodgers fans cheer at Yankee Stadium, and I was thinking about how they were going to set up for the presentation, and I knew it, you know, it's going to be in the outfield, and they're going to have their, you know, the World Series championship presentation right afterwards. And then it made me think back, because every Guardians fan knows exactly what I'm talking about. It is just it is a hard pill to swallow when you're watching the road team get the championship in your own venue.
Yeah, that stinks.
Absolutely sucks. I could think about.
As we know here in Cleveland,
that's all I could think about. And so when I watched the end of the game, I was like, too bad, Yankee fans, because you just did that to us.
Yeah, we have seen that. Did you enjoy the postseason?
I actually did. I really did like the postseason.
I did too. The Guardians season, I think, changed baseball here. The way that people were thinking about this year in baseball, just because the Guardians, I think it was somewhat unexpected what they did, and just a phenomenal run by them. It was just a blast. And, you know, I love the process. I can't wait until things get started here in the offseason, because our team, I think, is in a so much better spot than it was last year at this time. You have an idea on some of these guys. You have a clear idea of other things you need. I'm real anxious to see what they do with the pitching staff. The bullpen seems still locked in, and you might get some reinforcements there. I wonder what they're going to do with the starting rotation. I wonder if they're going to spend any more money. I wonder if that's going to happen, if you're going to go out in the free agent market and bring in any pitchers, or if you're going to roll the dice and bring guys up.
I don't think they're spending any money in the offseason.
I would think that's likely.
Yeah, I'm zero
expectation. Free agent here or there. They might make the preemptive strike kind of, you know, pitching move to bring in somebody. My hope is that our team re-signs Matthew Boyd. If they re-sign Matthew Boyd, done. That would just about do it for me as far as additions. Then you go ahead and make some trades and do some things and figure out who else you're going to have in the rotation and what's going to happen. You know, I wonder what happens to the guys who were in the starting rotation at the beginning of last season?
Bieber's the big one. What's going to be with Shane Bieber?
He's going to end up in Los Angeles with the Dodgers.
You think so?
Or Anaheim with the Angels or Arizona. I would think he's going to end up somewhere out back where he's from, which is West Coast. Just a guess. I sure hope that's not accurate. I would love to see Shane Bieber come back here and work his way back from his Tommy John surgery here. So I would love to see that.
There was video of him throwing yesterday, a little bit. Like, I'm watching him do exercises right now from yesterday. And he's throwing pitches
push-ups?
Yesterday.
No, jumping jacks?
Med ball, arm on the wall, kind of stuff like that. And then he was actually throwing pitches, too. So, Dan, do you have any hope for Shane Bieber to be a Guardian next year or not?
I mean, the Brewers found the cash to hand Brandon Woodruff a two-year deal that was below market value coming off of a shoulder injury. So I kind of look at those two teams and think relatively similar. One's a little bit more active in free agency than the other. But, yeah, that exists. I mean, there's a contract. There's your contract right there, which is it's a two-year deal. And I think it was like for 25 mil. I'm just doing off the top of my head. It was something along those lines, split between the 2 years, one of them for the rehab and one of them to come back and pitch better. I think that exists for Shane Bieber if he wants it. The question is, A, does he want it? And B, does the team want to give it to him?
There's your twofold. Can our team invest in a guy who they know for sure is not going to pitch at the beginning of next season?
It seems to be their MO, man. They are the...
Yeah, except it would take a pretty major financial commitment for that to happen, Andy.
I don't know.
Don't you think?
Somebody else is going to sit on him knowing that it's the same situation.
Yeah, somebody else would.
Yeah.
Are we happy today, or am I allowed to be the wet blanket?
No, go ahead.
No, be the wet blanket. Jinx.
So, I have my major concern when it comes to this team is the fact that we have found out that Bally Sports will not, or I should say FanDuel Sports Network, Ohio, whatever it's called.
Diamond Sports Group.
Sure.
Forget naming rights. Get right to the heart of the company.
Does Sinclair still own
Nonetheless, the company. They're not getting that cable money in there, and we have no idea what is going to come in. And that cable money has been a catalyst to what the Guardians can do in free agency.
Wait, but we're not 100% sure on that, right? That's not, we don't, we are we 100% sure?
They're 100% sure gone. They were told you can either renegotiate with us if you want for a lower price, but your rights are back to you, and they're going to go to the MLB app.
Yeah, I think that a lot of this had to do with streaming, too, but yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
I would only caution you to stay tuned and see what happens there.
Yeah, I mean, what if they end up getting a deal with Apple or they get a deal somewhere else or something like that?
They're not. If anything, hopefully cross your fingers, it would be something over the air that everybody can watch, that they decide they want to go back into the TV business. That would be delightful.
I don't know that that means big money for the organization.
Exactly, yeah. Though. So that's the part of it where I'm real cautious when it comes to any kind of money spending with this organization in the offseason, because their typical cash cow is not as well big of a cow as it once was. So until we know what that is, I could see them either tinkering to go in a direction that nobody wants to hear about. And they'll say it as well. We trust our farm system. We want to go younger. We want to go a different direction. I don't know what they're going to do. I would love for them to go out and add somebody. I just don't know if it's going to exist.
If they do add somebody, I would think it's the type of guy they tried to add, you know, around the trade deadline. Matthew Boyd, Alex Cobb, something like that.
Reclamation project.
Yeah.
Yep. They're great at it. They're absolutely great at it.
I get that. I understand it. I'm okay with it. I would just really like to see Matthew Boyd back here. It worked for him. You know, he seemed to be really happy here. He became a critical member of this team when they needed it the most. And
you called that, man. You've done a good job of calling some of these things lately. I'm going to give you credit. Not that I normally do, but...
Thanks. I didn't think he'd be good. I just wanted to see what he'd do. I wasn't ruling him out, you know. But he ended up being really good. I worry about him because his agent is Scott Boras. And what does that mean? It means if you're a player, you're going to get paid. Yeah, it means if you're a player, you're going to get paid. Boras does a good job of getting his guys paid. And I would think it would have to be the player coming back and telling the Scott Boras agency, hi, this is where I want to be. Go work out the best deal and get back to me. So I would think if he's back here, it's only because he tells his agency that he liked it and he wants to return.
Yeah. He's got to go Ramirez. And there's
no guarantee. There's no guarantee that happens.
Yeah, I'm there. I was kind of
Alex Cobb. I can't see being back here next year unless it's on a 1 year prove it kind of contract.
Same thing. Yeah. I mean, he didn't. How many innings did he end up with this year?
He didn't pitch in five games.
Yeah.
Something like that.
I could see Cobb coming back again on that.
But see here, if you're the Guardians, okay, you want to bring Cobb back and you want it on a 1 year deal or something like that and approve a deal.
Very Indians very Guardians.
You cannot bank.
You said Indians and made me say Indians.
You cannot bank on him being a member of your rotation. Then again, you probably can't bank on Tristan McKenzie or Logan Allen. Maybe not Gavin Williams. I don't know. That one's tough.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.